Logan is an inquisitive 3-year-old who, like many boys his age, loves to play with action figures and video games. But unlike most boys, Logan faces some serious health challenges. He was born 10 weeks early and, as a result, has cerebral palsy, a brain disorder that causes problems with movement, muscle tone, and posture, and is often linked to intellectual disabilities, vision and hearing problems, and seizures.
He's still this, you know, a special guy, and he has his own little personality.
Logan's mother, Jessica Schaefer, is taking part in a clinical study to see if Logan's own stem cells can be used to treat his condition. These stem cells were taken from the blood in Logan's umbilical cord right after he was born.
I actually didn't even think that I was going to need them at all. I just went ahead and did it because it was a service that was available to me, and you never know when you're going to need them.
Logan is an exceptional case. Because of his risky delivery, he was enrolled in the Newborn Possibilities program, which was set up to help at-risk newborns by paying the fee for collecting and banking their stem cells. Advocates and critics alike agree that this group stands to gain the most from cord blood banking. However, at-risk children are not the only ones who might benefit. Cord blood stem cells are currently being used to treat more than 80 serious diseases, including various types of leukemia, Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and sickle cell disease. And clinical trials are studying using stem cells to treat conditions such as juvenile diabetes, traumatic brain injury, autism, and cerebral palsy. Cord Blood Registry, or CBR, was started in 1995 in Tucson. Vice President of Laboratory Operations Kristen Swingle says CBR now accepts and banks samples from other parts of the globe.
We have over 450,000 samples stored currently. We are also the largest cord blood bank in the world.
While private banks do now exist around the world, CBR was the first of its kind.
When Cord Blood Registry was founded, and for probably the first 10 years that we were in existence, the primary use for these samples were really the types of things that you consider bone marrow to be used for these days, you know, blood disorders, cancer-type situations. And what's really happened over the last 5 to 7 years is the advent of regenerative medicine and these cord blood stem cells, these newborn stem cells being utilized to treat children not for necessarily life-threatening types of situations. They're more for impairments that obviously impact the quality of that child's life and that family's life.
Banks are classified as either public or family. Public banks store donated cord blood samples that anyone can use if the sample is a match. Family banks are private. They store a newborn's cells for later use by that individual or a close relative for a fee. CBR charges $2,000 upfront for collecting, processing, and shipping the cord blood stem cells, and then $135 per year after that to store the samples, just in case.
You don't like to think about your child having some type of neurological deficit. You don't like to think about the fact that your child may, you know, be faced with a drowning type situation. You don't want to think about the fact that your child may have autism. And they're not necessarily things that you can predict. There are some instances in which, you know, physicians are able to identify an in utero stroke. And so that's a perfect opportunity to go ahead and collect that child's cord blood.
Samples are stored in Dewar's 9,000-gallon tanks. Sensors monitor the level of liquid nitrogen in each Dewar, automatically adding more when needed to keep the inside temperature hovering around a frigid negative 196 degrees Celsius. CBR is different from other private banks, however, in that it does more than store cord blood. It actively promotes using newborn stem cells for research. Swingle admits that helps CBR in the long run.
The opportunities for using these samples really are endless. As more researchers want to investigate the use of cord blood stem cells for treatment of, you know, whatever their particular disease or impairment of choice is, more and more of these samples are going to be used.
Private cord blood banking is often referred to as a kind of biological insurance. It costs parents money and the cells will not necessarily be used, leading some to caution parents against footing the bill for storing their child's stem cells. Swingle, however, says banking cord blood stem cells is about preserving possibilities for the future, and these cells can only be captured once at the time the child is born.
It's a bit of a catch-22. With regenerative medicine, at this point, the child, you need to have access to that child's own cord blood stem cells to then be able to be used for these types of impairments and these types of treatments.
On this point, Jessica Schaefer agrees.
You don't really think that your child's going to have anything wrong with them, and until as they start getting older and you're seeing that they're not making their milestones and they're really far behind, that's when you start to realize that there might be something wrong with your child.
Even though Jessica was initially nervous about banking her son's stem cells for use in clinical research, she says the result has been the possibility of a brighter future for her son.
He wouldn't even have a chance for a better quality of life without this program. But not only that, it's going to help other kids.
And that is what Jessica Schaefer and Kristen Swingle say cord blood stem cell research is all about, creating opportunities for studies now that can ultimately help children in the future. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Georgia Davis.